Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
Employee contracts are very, very important, as well as client contracts. Those are the two biggest contracts that we have. We have a lot of employee contracts and we have a lot of client contracts. And guess what? Both of them sucked for me because I kind of made both from my brain and research online and whatever I can get from my peers. And it wasn't good. So getting a law firm and fixing this with the law firm, that again took time.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by Sean C., who previously featured on episode 9 of Broken Bulbs. Sean is an entrepreneur and digital marketer. He's a public speaker, and he has his own podcast called The Leadership Stack Podcast, which I highly recommend you check out. He also does a ton of other things, all linked down in the show notes. But he also failed to prepare for scaling when he started his business, something he regrets. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Sean C., ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Shoot.
All right, so let's talk about not preparing for scaling. Obviously, a lot of people, I would say most entrepreneurs, would love to scale their business, would love to grow, would love to develop what they're doing into a bigger, cooler thing and, you know, fulfill whatever dreams they have of their business. So what is it that you did wrong in not preparing for that growth?
First thing, Alex, that I missed out was growth takes a huge amount of investment. Huge. I thought that starting up was difficult. Scaling up is just as difficult, if not a little bit more, because you need to renovate. You need to have a bigger space. It used to be just me working. So I only needed like 15 square meters, maybe 30 if that's already extravagant. But now that we're 50 people, dude, I need like, I don't know, we have like a 300 square meter space, I think. And I rented out two floors of a building here in a suburban area. So growth is huge and will take a lot from you. But you're right. A lot of business owners, if not all, are looking towards that level where they scaled up, because that is the stage where you automate a lot of things and so kind of generate passive income. 100% of people I talk to want passive income. There's no one who doesn't want passive income. And so if you're a business person, this is it. This is the next step towards time freedom and financial freedom. Automation, scaling up. My failure, though, in preparing for this is I did not realize the amount of time, effort, and money that it would take from me to do it. So just the office, it was already huge. I had to invest like 2 million pesos. What is it in US dollars? That's like 40,000 US in just renovations alone. And then the rent and then the deposit, the advance, it's a lot. Plus having your processes streamlined. So now you have to have process documents because you can't teach 50 people one-on-one. You can't sit them down and say, this is how we do it. This is how we do it. This is the step-by-step. No, you have to have a process document. It could be text, it could be video, whatever you have to have it documented so that it's scalable. So that when a new hire comes in, you show him, okay, this is the history. This is our protocols, our mission, vision. This is why we have the core values. And this is your job. This is how we do it. This is the first step. This is why I do that. You do this. So we had that, but on a very minute scale. And we, because, and thankfully I had some people who mentored me in that, if not, we wouldn't have it at all. So from what we had, we have to keep on iterating the process documents that we have, because SEO and digital marketing, it just grows and grows and changes over time. And then there is also the concern of legal. Employee contracts are very, very important, as well as client contracts. Those are the two biggest contracts that we have. We have a lot of employee contracts and we have a lot of client contracts. And guess what? Both of them sucked for me because I kind of made both from my brain and research online and whatever I can get from my peers. And it wasn't good. So getting a law firm and fixing this with the law firm, that again took time, that again took money, that again took effort, and took a lot of intentionality for me to finally have a really good working contract from my employees and from my clients. Now the contract is really good. In fact, there are some people who tell me that they want to copy the contract, which I don't allow, of course, but you know, there it is. And then we have the accounting concern as well. So when you scale up, of course, you need to make sure to know where your money goes, because now you need to budget for your marketing, for your advertising, things that before you could just say, oh, I want to put money here because blah, 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 and boom, you're done. But now I have my Execom or my executive committee, and they decide with me, and they're the ones who give me budget. They keep me in check. Everything that I tell the team, they also keep me in check, because again, I'm an extremely high D. I tend to not watch my words and hurt other people, kill people, and just bury the bodies later, right? That's my style. And so the Execom keeps me in check by telling me, no, you don't say that in the team. You know, you don't say that in our leadership committee. And I follow them. I have to, because if not, I'm going to run the place down. Even if I'm the founder and CEO, there is a big chance for me running the place down if I don't watch how other people feel about what I say and how I say it.
How did preparing these systems, including, like you mentioned, your executive committee, these people who keep you on track, how did all of this help you grow rather than falter as you attempted to scale?
There's that kind of timing that happened. So when I was doing the hiring, I hired a lot of wrong people. And at the same time, I wasn't being checked upon by my Execom because they didn't exist back then. So they were wrong people, and then no one keeping me in check. That just spells disaster, because one of my weaknesses is how I speak and how I correct people. I'm a very straight shooter. It might work in the Western culture, but in the Filipino culture, they see you as a heartless monster when you do that. And that's who I was in their eyes. And even if you justify that, no, they're just too soft, or they're snowflakes, but those are my people. You have to learn to deal with them and play with them if you want to work with them. If you don't get along well with them, they won't get along with you. Having the Execom was one of the things that made a lot of sense to me, because I saw my weaknesses, and because they were my weaknesses, I'm also blind to them. Those were my blind spots. And I told myself, if I was blind to these things, I need other people who are able to see it when it's happening, or who are able to see it before I go into it and do that blind spot thing again. And so the Execom helps me with that. They also help me with big ticket decisions, such as renovation. Is it time to upgrade the office? It's a huge decision for me because it involves a lot of capital. Other things that change when finally we went into the scale-up phase. And I always say that when you go into the scale-up phase and didn't do things that needed to be done, like what I mentioned earlier, the legal, the accounting, the hiring process, your process documents, what you do is you rack up what I call organizational debt. This is debt that you need to pay with interest when finally you graduate from the startup phase. You're on your sixth year, seventh year, eighth year and counting, and you haven't paid that debt. It's going to incur interest. Interest in what sense? Interest in money being left on the table. You're not hiring the best people. Your culture sucks. You're not keeping the best people either. So you keep on spending money, hiring new blood, training them, allowing them to make mistakes that cost you even more money. You're also not able to serve your clients as best as you can, because you can't keep the people, the talent that you got, and you keep on getting new talent, and they, again, keep on making mistakes. And since you don't have process documents, then it just makes things worse because now it's wild, wild west. People are just doing what they think is best. Even if it doesn't work, that's fine. And that's what they're going to be teaching the next guy. You know, all of these things is your organizational debt creeping into your bank account. You have to pay your organizational debt and be ready to pay it on the fifth year. That's what I think. Because by the sixth year that you need to scale up and do all of these renovations and growth and capital infusions, it will be too late if you're just going to do it then while you're doing all of the growth stuff, while you're spending money doing the renovations, relocating. You're going to think about your people. They also need to relocate with you. All of that problems that come alongside you, all of those concerns, if you're just going to scale up then, it is extremely difficult to do, so much so that a lot of entrepreneurs just set it aside and that they don't realize they're leaving a lot of money on the table.
I think there's some really great advice in that. I love the term your organizational debt, the things that you're going to have to figure out eventually and that it can creep up on you. And like you mentioned, there's interest. I love that. I also really appreciate the advice of recognizing your weaknesses, of looking at that and seeing like, this could become a problem for me. Because for you, like you said, you're a very dominant person, right? And you acknowledge that. And so you have people to make sure that you have a healthy company culture. I think that that is such vital advice for people to take with them as they go out and start working on growing their business. Where is it that people can find what you do and learn more from what you're doing and get involved with what you're doing?
So I'm just going to be sharing my podcast, leadershipstack.com. That's where you can find my podcasts. And the reason why is because if you listen to them, you also learn what I'm doing. I run a digital marketing agency here in the Philippines, and we're best known for our SEO work. And if you want to check out my site, my personal stuff, my social media profiles, just go to sean.c. That's my name, sean.si. That is my website. Again, it's not seanc.com. It's just sean.c. You can go there, see what I'm doing, and follow me.
Excellent. Well, Sean, I'll have links for all of those in the show notes. Thank you once again for joining me.
It's amazing. It's my pleasure and privilege, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show.
And thank you for listening. Figure out how you're going to scale. Get a process, organize it, make it as easy as possible to grow and develop your business, and keep people around you who can help keep you in check. I think that is the best piece of advice from this episode. Special thank you to Sean C for joining me once again. Again, you can check out another episode of Broken Bulbs he's featured on, which is episode 9. Be sure to check out his work, including his podcast, linked down in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share it with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the CreateFind. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.